Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. Bob Papa joined by Giants defensive end Mathias Kiwanuka. First of all, how does it feel getting ready to get set for another season?
It feels great. I mean, we're definitely blessed to play this game. And, you know, we had a little bit of an extended offseason, so we're all ready to come back out here and fight.
All right, so what's going to be different in 2013 for this defense?
I mean, there's a lot of new faces, number one. Some guys are gone. We miss them, but, you know, we're going to, you know, carry on the tradition of, you know, winning championships around here. So I think the biggest thing is energy, enthusiasm, and attention to detail. Everything's going to be a lot better.
Obviously, you started your career as defensive end. You've been used in linebacker. You've been used in a hybrid. More D end. Is it refreshing for you? Is it comfortable for you to be back where you were drafted at?
Yeah. It's definitely it's my natural position. That's what I've been doing since I was in, you know, fifth grade when you started playing football. So for me, it's kind of like, you know, getting back on the bike. You know, I was a linebacker last year, but I did a lot of pass rush stuff and with my hand down on the ground, so I never lost control of that. But, you know, happy to be back there.
What about this team and this defense as far as sort of the marching orders from Coach Coughlin and from defensive coordinator Perry Fuel? We've heard a lot in the offseason about this defense has got to be tougher. Mm-hmm. Does it sting when you hear a Giant defense say that it's got to be tougher?
I mean, if you walk down the hallways and you see those pictures of the guys who came through here before, I mean, those are some tough-nosed, hard-hitting guys, and you want to be able to say when your career is over here that you're in that same class. So for our toughness and our play to be questioned like that, it definitely makes it personal. You know what I mean? We want to live up to that reputation that the Giants have, and we just got to go out there and do it.
Obviously, the National Football League offensively is evolving. We're seeing more athletic quarterbacks come in, but the difference with these quarterbacks that have come in, like Robert Griffin III, who's in the division, mm-hmm. Colin Kaepernick out in San Francisco, Russell Wilson, who you'll see this year with Seattle, these guys can also throw the ball and throw the ball with accuracy. Talk about having to try to stop these guys and some of the things that defensive have to adjust to.
I mean, I think some of it is the surprise aspect of it. You know, you got younger guys coming in, rookies who we don't have a lot of film study on. So I think, you know, coaches spend a lot of time in the offseason getting tendencies and getting reads and all that kind of stuff down. So that's going to help us. When you talk about their athletic ability, I mean, I think when you get a guy who's athletic and he's been trained coming up to be able to run and to throw the ball, you know, it creates an issue. I mean, we saw it for a number of years with Michael Vick and what he was doing. So now you have a lot of guys who were, you know, growing up, becoming quarterbacks and watching him and got a chance to learn from that. So for us, it's just a matter of, one, getting study on these guys, which the coaches have done a good job of doing. And for us as players is learning our assignment and getting the job taken care of on the field. You get enough hits on a quarterback and it doesn't matter how athletic you are, it's going to be tough to throw the ball. So we got to be able to get to the quarterback no matter how fast he is.
Although they're different in their style, mm-hmm. Michael Vick, Tony Romo, and Robert Griffin III, probably three of the more mobile quarterbacks that you're going to find in one division. They all do it differently, mm-hmm. but it's got to help that you get see it twice a year from each team.
Oh yeah, I mean, it helps with your study because things are going to transfer from week to week and you don't have to change your complete game plan or your complete approach to how you're rushing or getting after the quarterback. But you know, it's a challenge for us, but that's what we're all about here, is, you know, taking on a challenge and succeeding in the end.
Mathias, we appreciate the time. Good luck this season.
Thank you.
It's Giants defensive end Mathias Kiwanuka joining us here on Giants Training Camp Live. When we come back, we'll take a closer look at the Giants defensive line after this.